KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is Austin Roof, and it's time for the fish report here on KSDP. We have numbers for the Alaska Peninsula for escapement as well as harvest, and we'll be looking at Bristol Bay as well. No new harvest numbers for Chignik, but they will have an opening beginning today at 2 p.m. So we should have some new harvest numbers here shortly for the Chignik area. For the harvest for the Alaska Peninsula on the 23rd of June, 2025, there were 64,000 sockeye delivered yesterday across the region for a total of 505,000. 20,000 pinks were delivered for a total of 88,000, and 25,000 chum for a total of 128,000 chum delivered across the Alaska Peninsula. Shumagin Island had 15,000 sockeye yesterday for a total of 91,000 to date, 11,000 pinks for a total of 31,000, and 18,000 chum for a total of 45,000 chum to date. South Unimak had 13,000 sockeye delivered yesterday. They're at 286,000, 7,000 pinks for a total of 56,000, and 7,000 chum for a total of 82,000 to date. No new fishing at Nelson Lagoon, but there was some at Port Muller to Outer Port Hyden. 37,000 sockeye were delivered yesterday for a total of 96,000 to date. Looking at the Bristol Bay in-season harvest, there was fishing all across the area except for Naknek. 500,000 sockeye were delivered yesterday, 550,000, for a total now of 1.2 million, just crossing the 1 million fish count for the total area. Ugashik had 160,000 sockeye delivered yesterday. They're at 286,000. Egigik had 44,000 for a total of 275,000. As I said before, Naknek still closed, but the Nushagik had 344,000 sockeye yesterday. They're at 667,000. Some fishing in Togiak, where they had 2,500 fish harvested and delivered yesterday for a total now of 4,200 to date. Looking at the escapement across the Alaska Peninsula, yesterday 7,000 sockeye escaped through the Chignik River for a total of 165,000 to date. Nelson River had 9,200, they're at 78,000. The next recent year, or in the last 10 years, the next count was in 2017, where they had 8,600 by this time. The Bear River had 2,700 yesterday, they're at 16,000. Ilnik had 432 for a total of 15,000. And then 8 fish up the Orzinski Weir yesterday for a total now of 635,000 to date. And that will do it here for the fish report on KSDP. This was brought to you by the Aleut Corporation.
This message comes from Whole Foods Market. Hosting a barbecue? Save with everyday prices on 365 brand meats, salad kits, and sparkling waters. Look for yellow sale signs in-store and online. This message comes from Wealthfront. Earn 4% APY from partner banks until you're ready to invest with the Wealthfront Cash Account. Grow your money with no maintenance fees and free withdrawals. Go to Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront is not a bank. The APY on cash deposits as of December 27, 2024 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds in the cash account are swept to partner banks, where they earn the variable APY.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies. After a year and a half of dramatic and often heartbreaking news from the Middle East, events of the past 4 days have been truly head-spinning. Over the weekend, President Donald Trump joined Israel's air campaign against Iran, dropping massive bunker-busting bombs and other heavy munitions on 3 Iranian nuclear sites. Iran responded with what appeared to be a symbolic military gesture, a missile attack on an American base in Qatar, which it warned was coming and caused no injuries. Trump called it very weak and said he does not intend to retaliate. As we record today's show Tuesday morning, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran has been marred by alleged violations on both sides, while Trump warns the two adversaries to hold their fire. Our guest today, veteran Iran expert Karim Sajedpour, has called Trump's bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities a once-in-a-generation event that could transform the Middle East. While the impact of the conflict may not be clear for years, Sajid Pour says, the attacks by the U.S. and Israel do raise a more immediate question. Will they strengthen the authoritarian regime in Tehran or hasten its demise? We've asked Sajid Pour to join us today to help us understand the nature of the Iranian regime and explore some of the many questions raised by recent events. Karim Sajid Pour is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a contributing writer for The Atlantic, and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service. He was previously an analyst for the International Crisis Group based in Tehran and Washington. He grew up in the United States but is the son of Iranian parents. We recorded our interview this morning. Well, Karim Sajid Pour, welcome back to Fresh Air. It has been a very busy, dizzying series of events. And I wonder if you might begin by just sharing what you may be hearing from friends and contacts in Iran about how they are, how they're reacting to the U.S. entry into the war.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's wonderful to be with you. I think that inside Iran, you have a very torn population. On one hand, Iranians are very patriotic, very nationalistic people. At the same time, I would say probably more than 80% of Iranians are deeply discontent living under the Islamic Republic, which is essentially not only a politically authoritarian regime, but it's also socially authoritarian, and it's profoundly mismanaged the country economically.
Roll call, please, Jay.
Aaron Smith.
Here.
Austin Roof.
Here.
Danny Gunnarsson.
Here.
Amy Eubank. Runaway. Jack is absent excuse. Marie Gunnarsson.
Here.
Billy Dushkin, Jr.
Here.
All right, have a quorum. Okay, the first order of business is the approval of the agenda. At the time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none. I entertain a motion to adopt the June 24th, 2025 agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the June 24th, 2025 agenda as written.
What do you expect the executive?
I'll second.
I'll remove the executive session now, with the exception of the executive session, the agenda. Right.
A motion by Austin, and a second by Bill. No further comment. Roll call, please, Jade.
Risa?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
In
the agenda. Yes.
Okay. Welcome, Amy. Okay, we'll move on to the next item, which is public comments on agenda items. Are there any public comments on agenda items at this time? Hearing none. We do have one.
I do. That seems to be here from Harvard, so I'm not sure about the subject anyway, I'm talking about the trap line. Quite a few years ago, both the schools passed UAM for power. Fishermen got together, bought that old lady, and our heritage is separate case. And it all put money after it. And they stored it in one place, and if anybody needed a part, the vice versa, that would take our piece of track of it, bumped into that part, and replaced it. Now, I think it would be a good idea if you send it to a fisherman or somehow or another at a harbor. By a whole agent and have available. I know in their deals it shows that the city is not responsible. But if you put a good attorney in front of you and argue it in court, idea. I just put it out there for public to know and see if somebody in this organization that would manage it and have parts available to repair the engine on a travel light if you ever need it. And another thing, we have a World Fish Media Council. We may not need any of this stuff if the Board of Fish gets any more extreme than what they are. So I think if there's an extra penny or two laying around, we put an organization together of all the tribes, all the corporations, city, borough, King Cole, and all the same entities in King Cole, Fairfax, Wall Pass, Pacifat, Bell's the Gruen, and have a fund set up so that we can utilize the firm that the Painters Association retains and have them look into this whole situation. There's so much information that the Board of Fish is ignoring that would help manage the biological management of the fisheries. Right now, it's a politics-oriented. But they could do away with Board of Fish and it wouldn't do any harm. Let the biologists do their job. But right now, they can't do their job because the Board of Fish is telling them how to do it. They're not using biology. They're blaming that they can't tell the difference of the chubbs on the north side of the peninsula and the UIK. And they're ignoring that information. University of Washington can't tell the difference. They can tell the difference. I take the target off far back and put it where it's supposed to be in Crystal Bay. Crystal Bay is, you know, keeping them busy looking at us instead of at them. So, comment that you might. We have a couple of minutes left. Your budget. I've got to share with everybody else, and, but they didn't do a fun measure.
Right. Thanks. Okay. No further comment.
I have a comment to add with what you were saying about the travel lift. So it's like a unique engine. It's for a certain application. So you can't just take one part of another engine. But I think our best bet would just be that extra part. It's really something we need, like a whole engine. If we just had all these spare parts on hand, I think that's all that would solve the problem. I don't think we need a whole engine. There's only certain parts that are going to go out on it. That it's just a four-cylinder John Deere.
I have three of them. So it's only one part.
Well, that's what I mean. All right. Yeah. Extra parts.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. The public comments are on the end. Two agenda items. I just remind you of that. But yeah, thank you, though, for your input. It is about the money, though, like you said, money inside or something. But we'll have
that. It's about an hour of change.
Yeah. We'll look into that. All right, thank you. Okay, we'll move along to our next item of business. Would be a public hearing. So at this time, we'll open the floor for a public hearing on Ordinance 2025-01, the Ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026. All right, hearing no comments, we'll close the floor. The hearing at this time, move on to our next order of business, ordinances and resolutions. And the first is Ordinance 2025-01, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026 for its third reading. Time, do we have a motion to put Ordinance 2025-01 on the floor for its third reading?
Motion to put Ordinance 2025-01 on the floor for third reading.
I have a motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Maritza. We'll hand the floor to Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council.
We discussed this earlier in a workshop today and two other meetings prior to tonight. I went ahead and I sent or tasked out a new ordinance with a new total on it after I did the corrections that you asked me to old clinic under facility. I added back in the slides, and I based these off of the, where we were in March of, or in February of 2025. So we were close to 5,000 at that time for supplies, tools, and utilities, 15,000, and repairs and maintenance, 15,000, for a total of 37,000. So I added that back into the old clinic. Again, that's for the building where the pizza shop is. And I didn't do any other corrections to the new clinic that we talked about earlier. So the total is on the front, the ordinance page 2025-01. The total of after all the revenues and expenditures, there's a total of almost about $99,500 left in the account. And of course, again, we will take a look at this in January or sooner if our report is by that. So with that, I recommend passage of ordinance 2025, the FY26 budget. That we gave it a pretty thorough look and estimated cost, and I might recommend that we pass it.
All right, thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie at this time?
I have a comment perhaps for the future. Can we review the budget goal before we down for the first reading today? So ahead of the game, I guess. And then also, I would say that we should rename the old clinic so it's not confused in the future with hires and whatnot, too.
Thank you, Rachel. Any other comments? All right, seeing none. Roll call, please, Jane.
Nobody made a motion to adopt yet.
Oh. You didn't have to vote onto the floor. Okay. All right. So at this time, we have a motion to adopt Ordinance 2025-01. Ordinance of the same standpoint. Operating budget for fiscal year 2026. Motion to adopt.
Make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2025-01. Ordinance of the city of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026.
All right, we have a motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
All second.
Janie? Thank you for the comment. Roll call, please, Jay.
Is that with the amendment? Correction? Oh, the original packet.
I will, so I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2025-01 with the corrections as presented by the administrator.
Right, we have a motion by Austin with corrections. Any second?
I'll second.
By Janie. All right, at this time, roll call, please, Janie.
Janie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Still there, Bill? New question earlier.
I'll go back to it. Marisa?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy, are you on there?
All right. Motion carries. All right. We'll move along. Next item of business would be the Ordinance 2025-02, an ordinance City of Sandpoint submitting
to the qualified voters of the City of Sandpoint a ballot proposition amending Chapter 6, Taxation of Sandpoint Municipal Code, levy and alcohol beverage sales tax of
to be decided
percent, and to provide an approval by a majority of qualified voters voting on the question. So do we have a motion? No. Yeah.
In the future, I'll put that under new business since it wasn't just a draft and not being for the first.
We need a motion to put it on the floor then?
No.
Okay. For discussion. Ordinance set it for discussion. Debbie?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council, as directed by you at your last meeting, I did some research and worked with an attorney to draft an ordinance to levy an alcohol beverage sales tax in the City of Sandpoint. This is, of course, like we just said, is for discussion purposes only. There's time to introduce and hold a public hearing still of this ordinance if you desire to get on the municipal election ballot this fall. I could not calculate possible scenarios for you from our sales tax because the alcohol portion is not singled out. So what I did is got a chart, which is included in your packet, of several communities, similar size, which show what they're charging for their tax rate for alcohol, also their sales taxes, and the estimated or reported alcohol tax revenue in recent years, actually this year, 2025, or reported January 2025. So just as an example, I'm sure you read through the ordinance, and what I'm seeking for you tonight from you is if you thought about a percentage that you might want to move forward with, if you want to move forward. That's all I have.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie or to the audience?
Can I make a request that we look into seeing if it's seasonal rather than everything? And could you look to see if maybe with tobacco as well is going on this road, I guess? Okay.
Thanks, Marita.
So I would, for this conversation, like to propose that we do maybe a 3% alcohol tax. We don't have the percentage decided, but I'd like to propose that we do a 3% alcohol tax. I personally am in favor of keeping it year-round, and I would like to have a proposition before the public notice that this would be used to pay for EMS and emergency services specifically. I think we all know that alcohol has an effect on our public services and our community in a way where it increases the costs, whether it's our police officers doing courtesy rides or emergency medical services on alcohol abuse. We know that it does create specific costs for our community, and an alcohol tax would help offset some of those costs, and that this is not meant something that would deter people from buying alcohol, but help us to raise revenue to help pay for alcohol impact. I don't know, just for discussion purposes about tobacco, I know what you're saying, like general sin taxes and stuff like that. I thought about that too. And just my thought about that is, you know, tobacco doesn't have as much, while it has a very negative impact on the health of people, obviously we all know that, it doesn't really create too much of an expense for our state directly. Like, we don't really have to respond to too much in terms of medical problems based upon cigarettes. That would be, like, long-term illnesses and stuff like that. So that's why, for me, I want to propose an alcohol tax, because we do pay a lot of money based upon the impact of alcohol. So not that I would be opposed to tobacco, but that's why I thought alcohol would be directly correlate to our expenses more so than tobacco.
Right. Thank you, Austin. Any other comments? Time, I guess we would need direction to put this on the next agenda.
First Street. Are we going to be ready though? Some of the ones that look into seasonal nature, like.
You can do that pretty quickly and send an email if you want.
Okay, so why don't we request that? And how does everyone feel about 3% back? Is that good with everybody?
About the 3%. I don't feel good about the season.
And we can discuss that.
Yeah. That works for me.
But we'll find out if it can be seasonal as well so we can have that discussion.
I think it should be on the agenda for this discussion.
And I find issue with the timeline if you wanted to go to send the ballot measure.
Okay.
But I'll double check on that.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Has to be Sunday something day is
okay.
Prior to the hospital.
Okay.
Thanks, Marisa. Any other comments?
I guess it's a question about can we have a discussion outside of city council about like if we wanted it to be seasonal or full year round? There's not really a mechanism for us to discuss that, is there?
Not as a whole.
Yeah.
Okay. Individual. Lesson three.
We're not doing the phone pulse anymore. No.
Uh-huh. It would have to be here or
another workshop?
Can I amend it in the ordinance? For first reading information, when you do first reading, they can amend it. Not tobacco and
or
whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Just so it's not a major amendment.
Right. You definitely don't want to add something like that for second reading.
Okay. So we'll bring it for the first reading, and then we can make some minor adjustments on like if whether it's seasonal or not, and then have that finalized for second reading.
No further discussion. Bill, are you still there?
Yep, still here. You guys got me now.
I just there. It's okay. Making sure.
Got my fingers dry this time. Can't hit the unmute button with oily fingers for some reason.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Bill. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of business. It would be Resolution 2502, a resolution of the City of Sandpoint amending the city personnel policies and procedures to update Section 5-A, Salary Administration, Number 6, COLA. Cost of living adjustment. That'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As directed by Council, we drafted a resolution regarding what the Mayor just talked about, amending the cost of living and the personnel policy to strike the a new reading down here, right? We're striking 1-3%, which just leaves it open for you to decide when you decide on a COLA, whether or not you're going to pay COLA. Want me to read that, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City of Sandpoint, number one, the City of Sandpoint personnel policies and this manual is amended to read new language. In underline, deletions are struck through. Number 6, if budgeted and approved each year by the City Council, all permanent, non-contractual employees who have completed their probationary period will receive a COLA pay increase effective July 1st, percentage to be determined. Permanent, non-contractual employees fired before July 1st, who have not completed their probationary period will receive a COLA increase on completion of the probationary period. Permanent non-contractual employees fired after July 1st are not eligible for COLA pay increase in this fiscal year in which they were hired.
Right. Thank you, Debbie. I guess in layman's terms, the percentage will be flexible and not just set 3%. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I guess we have a motion to adopt resolution 2502, the resolution of Sioux Standpoint, pending the personnel policy.
Can I make a direction?
Sure.
Can I request that we move this to the next meeting and to reflect on possibly adding where people or employees, I guess, the COLA have to work for the city at that point for a year, I guess, of correct wording, and then also change policy itself, reflect on that too. Just for the COLA.
Table this till the next.
The direction given to bring it back. To
yeah, time. Bring it back. With,
yeah. So no action taken.
All right. So we'll move this to the next meeting. No action was taken. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of business, the old business. And there's one item, the cost of living adjustment. And I will hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. In your packet, there's a memorandum. This is the wrong one. Regarding paying a 3% COLA to hourly employees and salaried employees, there's also included in the packet a chart that shows the positions and what the increase would be for each of those positions based on their hourly or salary rate for a total of $34,609.85.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments?
I'll leave this with no action as well until we get the adjustments in personnel policy and then vote on that next meeting.
So we'll also move this to the next meeting then. All agreed? Okay. Go on that. Okay. Directions given to move this to the next meeting also. Okay. We'll go on to the next item of business. It would be new business. There's one item there also. Where is that one, Laura? But the information technology services, new tech agreement. Hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In your packet's also a memorandum and a couple of bids from in response to a RFP that we posted for IT services, basically for help desk services. We received numerous inquiries about the RFP. However, we only received two bids. One was from Enter Networks, Inc., which is in your packet, and then the second from Mile High Computing, LLC, is also attached. Staff recommends that the City of San Quentin work with Mile High Computing, LLC, because of their experience in rural Alaska, positive reviews, and their affordable.
Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments, Debbie? Do we have a selection of the two? Go ahead.
Go to my Ohio.
is this for when we, and so I know we looked through this, this would be a year-long contract, correct? I'll make a motion that we accept the RFP or the bid from Mile High. This other vendor gets huge. Mile High Computing LLC for tech services for the standpoint.
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion by Austin and a second by Amy to accept the Mile High Computing LLC. Our next item. No further comments? Roll call, please, Chad.
Billy?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay. Our business at this time, do we have any public comments? Thanks for your comments earlier, though.
I followed
them. Go ahead and schedule stuff. Yeah, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
I've been freaking
this for 2 years, 3 years now.
Don't remind us how long
I can't hear you, and I can't hear any of you. I don't know, I forgot my hearing.
You?
What? I mean, you gotta get a speaker system. I have to hear the button. And every single one of you out there. Every single one of you are soft spoken. I have to have a distributor. And Jesus is deaf as I am. You have a speaker system.
We'll try to have that for the next meeting. If we have a month, we can get that. Will it tie into the phone? By chance?
Nothing.
You're high tech?
No.
Austin, help us with that. Okay. All right. Thanks for the reminder.
I also. But I forgot the bill of shipping and picking up the elders that really improves the visibility of the community at the current time. So I think they're doing a good job. Probably means somebody would have worked behind them, but outside of that, they're doing a good job.
All right, thank you, Dick. Okay, if there's no further comment.
We also have a volunteer in the community to try to pick up bottles and cans. Yeah, we do pick up that ball.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next item, would be council comments. Council comments.
I want to make a comment that given the fiscal situation that we're in, we have not a lot of opportunities to cut things without causing hurts, right? And, as we see opportunities arise, if people are retiring or resigning, I think it'd be very wise for us to consider putting as limited hiring as we can. And we need to examine the kind of services that we provide as a city and see what we can provide with the budget that we have, and if there's certain services that need to maybe be downsized a little bit in order to make sure that we have the staffing for them. You know, we gotta prioritize certain things, obviously, with the harbor and a lot of the other stuff, but, you know, if it's hard to man the dump, and we have the dump open for a couple days a week as opposed to 5 days a week, that might be something that we have to consider. As was brought up, we're not going to see, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We got to make sure we're not training all our money now before the hard times really hit. You know, I know we've seen some hard times, but it could really fall through. It could fall through the floor real fast. And so if we see an opportunity to do something unique, we need to be ready to do something that we've never done before.
Great. Thank you, Austin. Any other comments? there's council comments, we can switch back to. Okay. Yeah. Seeing none, I guess. Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
I see you have it. Rob.
Yeah.
That's not for you. For your please do a good job of choosing somebody at the replacement. Take a look at your equipment. And the employees that run that equipment really make the difference on how long it lasts. Put some effort into it to still school pitching the same person off the street.
All right, thank you. Okay. Sorry, I don't
want to. Oh, okay.
No, we can.
Go ahead. Can we do the beautification ordinance sometime soon for the connexes?
Oh.
We're going to address that.
We were supposed to. Yeah.
Can we have a discussion at the, have on the agenda of the discussion so I can provide you with some of what other communities they're doing so
yeah.
we know we can bring back the first.
Any forward progress is good.
Okay, we'll just we won't count that as a council comment. We're actually right now looking for agenda items for next meeting. So nice call. You're way ahead of the game.
I have a comment. I just maybe I should have asked this in the workshop, but we asked for a couple things and then they got off the agenda originally. What is that kind of about?
Well, the one we weren't really prepared for. Not notified to everyone, especially the one that was going to be possibly.
Okay.
Was there two?
I thought we had two, but maybe it was just one. I was just wondering, like, I kind of thought that was going to be, and then when I was reading in my packet, it wasn't. I was just wondering why you're moving that. I mean, aren't we the one that does it? Or is that something we're going to put on the next agenda, or am I off?
I sent the email.
So the administrator's evaluation, we didn't notify her, even though we all spoke.
Oh.
She didn't know. It was off my air. It was our air. And we were already kind of doing some other things. And there was another that we determined so much on the fence that maybe it was administration's job to take care of that.
Okay.
If there's a trouble with it, we'll, and then after talking to our lawyers, we bring it forth. We can't.
And I don't know how the evaluations work, so this is going to be new to me. So that's kind of why I'm asking those questions. I didn't know if it was something I was supposed to do.
Questionnaire.
I was doing it.
Yeah. We're going to have a questionnaire, I believe. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's all. That's all my comments. Nothing bad. Just ask some questions.
Yeah. Those were the two.
I think for the next agenda, well, we should look at the ordinances that the attorneys brought up, the treasurer position, and in that, see how we want to rectify that ordinance. Obviously, it doesn't exist the way it does today, and so we need to fix that. And then I think that something that we've talked about a lot is the workload between the mayor and the administrator. And, you know, looking at the mayor's job description, you know, it's the mayor's job to prepare the budget. I've never seen the mayor prepare a budget. It's always been the administrator. So if that's the way it's going to be, we just need to fairly reflect that. And, you know, so I think that we should look at what the administrator does. We should look at what the mayor does and then make sure that these are accurately reflecting their roles and not just have it keep the status quo. But I'd like to have those two ordinances, the mayor position, the city treasurer, as well as the job description for the administrator examined, make sure that we're giving everyone a fair shake of what they're supposed to be doing.
We could put these on a meeting agenda and then discuss if we either like or don't like to talk to them at that time.
Yeah, because I mean, there's also the position of the city personnel officer, is what it's called, HR. I mean, you're the state personnel officer, but you can keep off certain things if the council allows for that position too. So I think looking at that and seeing, you know, do we want to have, you know, are there HR responsibilities that the mayor has that might be better suited for the administrator? Just having a more holistic examination of the roles, responsibilities.
I have given some of that to our administrators, do some with the other. Maybe having that defined in writing would be good, because I got pushed back a couple individuals saying they didn't have to listen to who I had appointed to help out. Maybe in writing would help.
Well, writing would really help, and then also because if you look at the ordinance, it says the city council shall adopt mayor's designated personnel officer. And then somewhere in there it says that the mayor can designate someone else to have that officer upon city council approval. I read that somewhere when I was looking through it. So yeah, just looking at it, just make sure, like, it's not wrong for you to do that. You definitely want it in writing, but I think that we just need to make sure that our practice follows our policy. You know, just for everyone's good.
Already had one on there. Changing 3%. We'll look at a few. Okay. Is there anything else that's supposed to be on there that we're not remembering? I know. Can I get some resolutions to thank our tribes for all the money that we got?
Didn't we already do?
Oh, we're good.
I have a full one. Drafted.
Yeah, so we'll get that to you.
Didn't we get flats, yeah, and everything? Already done?
We will invite them even.
Oh, that'd be great.
They might not come, but I think it's 2 months.
We haven't given them?
I should actually go to their meeting to be perplexed. We'll do both.
Yeah,
I think it's come. Take pictures by the flag. Anyway. No other. And items for next, we'll go on to adjournment. Oh, wait, there's a meeting day. That's important. Fingers fishing, and I may be gone on the 8th. Don't know. Really depends on fish, I guess, but pretty sure I'll be in town on the 24th. Austin will be gone for the whole month of everyone else's schedule.
I will be gone on the 24th.
That is not a good day then. Sooner?
I won't be available during any more time. Probably end of the week.
August?
23rd.
All right. Yeah, we are looking. After the 25th, the fishing could be open every day. Is that just... You could just come in on the...
I could go on 24 as well every day.
I could probably call in, too, on the 8th.
Call in on the 8th?
Shoot for the 8th, then? Get it on the proper day for one?
Why 8th? Right out. Okay.
Oh, that was the reason we didn't want to do it. It would be nice to actually have it after the 15th and get some fish. We haven't had a...
Oh, fish tax.
Fish tax reading in a long time to see if we're even close. What's the... report
the 16th.
16th, would that be working? I can't attend the workshop though. So. Okay, you continue. Yeah.
I'll
take
the workshop
either. Is there a time in the, like, we had a workshop at 4 o'clock, would you be able to attend? Because, you know, the it's like there's a few of the workshop and meeting right back to back. So
I'm sure I have other obligations.
It could fill you in.
July 16th works.
Right. Serious issue, we'll work with it then. So July 16th will be the next meeting date.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Now, nothing else, we'll go to the tournament. All right, we have a motion to adjourn at 7:50. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Bill. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Call me baby. Don't say goodnight.
peace out, baby. Tenemos tremendo lío. Last night you didn't go a la casa de tu tío. Resulta ser, hey, you were at a party higher than the sky, emborrachada de Bacardi.
No, I wasn't.
I bet you didn't know que conocía el cantinero.
What?
He told me you were drinking and wasting my dinero. Talking about come and enjoy what a woman gives a hombre.
But first of all, I have to know your nombre.
Now I really want